Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Sorry, is that offensive?
Do you know his partner?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
Afternoons on the Score.
Is that your station?
I don't know. No.
Why do we love roller coasters, Jennifer? Scary movies?
To experience the thrill of being terrified without the consequences.
The whole ballpark is buzzing. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike three. Three straight breaking balls. Otani is out number two.
Say what?
Come on now. You gotta ride the roller coaster, man. It's the whole point of being a baseball fan. You feeling it today? I was feeling it last night. I know a lot of Cub fans are.
Been a heck of a roller coaster ride this year.
Oh, man, Phil Emery's always feeling the roller coaster. And I know you were too, Lawrence. It's like this whole thing with the Dodgers taking 4 out of 5 stateside after losing the first two in Tokyo has a feeling of like, yeah, see you in October. That's right. Like, I'll see you in October, and you're going to remember that you lost 4 out of 5 of our stateside games here in the middle of April. It's a little early to feel this damn good and confident in a baseball team, but there are reasons that merit that feeling.
To speak to the roller coaster effect of this, you remember what it was like after the first two games of the season. You saw the text messages that we got. You saw people inside the mob being like, season's over. This is going to be the worst season. They're not close to where the Dodgers are at. It was two games, and that's why it was important to say that, just like it's important to say it's April when talking about this. But you would rather them win these games than not win these games. And it's nice. I hope. That's the thing that I was thinking about today, like driving in. Like, I hope that when October comes around, that you and I are sitting here after talking about whatever it is the Bears did.
The 5-0 Bears.
That we're sitting here and going, man, you remember that series in April at Wrigley? That was wild.
Yeah.
And now look at this. It's possible that the Cubs and the Dodgers are going to match up in the playoffs when it matters most.
See you in the NLCS, and we can talk about all these highlights from the last two nights and Pete Crow Armstrong's heroics in L.A. and in Chicago.
The fans marching on Wrigley.
And sending them home. We talk about Shohei Ohtani being held to what he was held at.
In big moments last night where you would expect Shohei Ohtani to turn your lights out for you, they got him to swing a really good pitches, and he didn't do anything with them.
Porter Hodges' slider to the shoe tops of Shohei Ohtani that made him look awful. Highlighted by Pitching Ninja last night. Conversations all over MLB about this Cubs thing. I think it might be real because 16-10 with these four caveats. The schedule that we've talked about and we know.
Which is murderer's row.
The bullpen being the problematic situation it has been. And they're being aggressive in sorting it out, and we all like that. But you're 16-10 with that schedule. This middle relief in the bullpen. Your third base that you handed to Matt Shaw being an absolute disaster. He's demoted. You have no everyday third baseman. It's a problem. And that's a factor. And oh, by the way, Justin Steele is out for the year. You lost your ace for the year. All those four things are still in place, and you're 16-10. That's why it feels undeniably real to almost all of the national baseball people.
I do think that we need to pay attention to what Jed said yesterday, though, because he's right. The idea of this team, and they've got the best run differential right now in the National League. I think it's by 7 runs over the Mets. They need to be better defensively.
Without a doubt.
They have got to figure that part out. You know, another night where you have an error. they've got to get better because some of those are not going to go their way. Or they're but here's where I am comforted a little bit when I look at the Cubs offense and whether or not it can continue to be as good as it's been so far. It feels more versatile.
Oh, definitely. It's a diversified lineup for sure. And there's bop going on at the bottom. And dudes like Nico have every reason to be right where they are, making contact, surrounded by some guys who are more swing and miss.
I would also add that if you're old school, the other thing is that this Cubs team steals bases, and they do it well. They do it in timely fashions, too. And they've got a bunch of guys that can get you the next 90 that you need. And that's the type of thing that allows for your offense on nights when you're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
Hey, man.
I go back to that. Was that the Dodgers game where the wind was blowing in? Where the Cubs were just like, we don't care. We'll put up runs this way, too. And we'll go station to station. And we'll do what we have to do. And we'll take an extra base. If you can sustain that type of focus and aggression, you're a more diversified offense.
Let yourself feel this high point of the roller coaster. There will be times where it goes back down, but let yourself be thinking about an October preview in April. And you know the Cubs are probably going to get better at those problematic spots between now and then. So they have a chance to be a better team than they are right now.
It's the Padres, and it was that Sunday game against the Padres that I'm thinking of. But still, another really, really good team.
Yeah, there's athletic stuff going on around baseball that we're going to have a chance to talk about as the season progresses that is really interesting. A lot of speed and athleticism that has kind of come back to the fore around the game.
Matt Bowen is getting ready to join us. He is going to talk about the draft and what the Bears need and players that you're interested in. We're going to pick his brain, so don't go anywhere. That's next on The Score.